الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا عظمت أمتي الدنيا نزعت منها هيبة الإسلام وإذا تركت الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر حرمت بركة الوحي وإذا تسابت أمتي سقطت من عين الله صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم الحمد لله my dear respected elders all my ikram brothers and elders all praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our creator sustainer and nourisher and blessing and salawat upon Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam My respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed and given each and every one of us two lives. The life of this world and the life of the hereafter. But the life of the hereafter is totally dependent on how you live this life of yours. كَمَا تَحْيَوْنَ تَمُوتُونَ وَكَمَا تَمُوتُونَ تُحْشَرُونَ The way you will live in this world, that is how you will be raised on the day of Qiyamah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu used to say, today every one of us have some regret in our life. Something and something we have regret about. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu says that the day the sun rises and the day it sets and I do not see any improvement in my good a'mal and in my good actions, that is the worst day of my life. My respected brothers, once Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah was walking into the bazaar and he seen someone selling ice, a block of ice, and he said that have mercy on that person. The commodity that he is selling, it is melting away. Before you come and that commodity is not available, have mercy on him and purchase it before it is gone. And then that verse, wal-'asr, hit him in his mind that Allah has taken a qasam of time in the Quran Kareem that how valuable is this asset of time that we all have on our side. Nobody can take this asset of time and lock it away in a gold box or wherever you want to lock it in a vault. You can lock everything else away, but the asset of time, nobody can say, I'm going to stop it and now it's going to be gone for a little while. It's ticking for every one of us, and every one of us have to face when our eyes will close and we will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers, on one occasion, Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, he requested Salama bin Dinar rahimahullah to come into his presence and give them some advice. And the first question he asked him, مَا لَنَا نَكْرَهُ الْمَوْتِ That why is it that we despise and we don't like death? When people talk about death in front of us, we become anxious and we become worried and we become perplexed and we start sweating. Why when somebody talks about death in front of us, we have these feelings that come across us? He said, the answer is very easy. The answer is that you have made this world your object of your life, and you have forgotten about the life of Akhirah. My respected brothers, there's a beautiful saying that goes, سَيَأْتِي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ زَمَانٌ يُحِبُّونَ الْخَمْسَ وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْخَمْسَ. A time will come upon this ummah when they will love five things and they will forget five things. يُحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْمَمَاتِ. يُحِبُّونَ الدُّنْيَا وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْآخِرَةِ. يُحِبُّونَ الْقُسُورَ وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْقُبُورِ. يُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْحِسَابِ. يُحِبُّونَ الْمَخْلُوقَ وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْخَالِقِ. Five things every one of us can introspect and see deep down in our hearts, the recesses of your heart, and think about it. A time will come when people will love to live forever and forever. You will aspire to live. Your life must go on forever. And you will forget that there is something known as death. You will forget that there is something known as يُحِبُّونَ الدُّنْيَا وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْآخِرَةِ. You will love this world and you will attach yourself to this world and you will forget that there is something known as Akhirat. You will love to accumulate wealth. No matter how it comes, you will love to accumulate it, but you will forget that one day, every penny of that you saved and amassed, you have to give account of it in the court of Allah. يُحِبُّونَ الْقُسُورَ وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْقُبُورَ. You will love to have palatial and beautiful homes, everything of the best, but you will forget that one day, you have to go 6 feet underground into the qabr. يُحِبُّونَ الْمَخْلُوقَ وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْخَالِقِ. You will attach yourself to people and things of this world, but you will forget to attach yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us a question in the Qur'an al-Kareem. أَرَضِيْتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ. Have you given preference to this world over Akhirat? وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Akhirat is forever and forever and forever and best for you. The mushrikeen. In the Quran al-Kareem, Allah says, أَيَعِدُكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ إِذَا مِتُّمْ وَكُنْتُمْ تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَنَّكُمْ مُخْرَجُونَ. هَيْهَاتَ هَيْهَاتَ لِمَا تُوعَدُونَ. إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. Is he telling you, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying to you that after you become dust and bones and after your body has been mutilated in the grave, is it possible that you will be resurrected and raised again? Hayhata, hayhat. It is very far-fetched. That's not possible. It cannot happen. Therefore, in hiya illa hayatuna dunya namutu wa nahya. That is why love as you want. And do as you please. And love as you want according to your whims and fancies and desires. And don't worry about Akhirat. There's nothing afterwards. And if we have to see our lives, brothers, let us think. We are planning ahead, so far ahead of us. Like we could have loved for hundreds and thousands of years. Planning for your children and your grandchildren and what we are planning. Buying here and buying there all over the world. But we are forgetting, brothers, that nothing is coming with you in your qabr, in your grave. We are planning and planning and planning. So when you said, brothers, let us take cognizance of the fact that this dunya is temporary. Nobody is here forever. Nobody will stay here forever. If there was someone who would stay here forever, it would have been Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he also had to taste from the cup of death. So my respected brothers, the second question he asked him, that how will we fare in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What will be our condition? So he said, very easy. Put your life in front of the Qur'an, and the Qur'an will give you the answer to that. Put your whole life in front of the Qur'an, And the Quran will tell you exactly what life you have. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ. Those who are upright and did good a'mal and did good actions in their life, for them will be eternal happiness and bliss. But those who did not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and led their life as they pleased and led their life as they wanted, then for them is the fire of Jahannam. For them is the fire of Jahannam. My respected brothers and elders, let us look, let us see. What type of lives are we leading? How far we have gone from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's so much of ghaflat and darkness and unmindfulness in our societies. Let us look back few years and see that pandemic that came. What and what it did to the world. It brought the whole world to a standstill. Nobody could do nothing. How we feared that corona. Do we fear Allah as the same? How every measure was taken not to get this disease. What and what did we do to stay away from it? Do we stay away from sin the same way? Do we protect ourselves from all vices and evil and wrong? فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Those who rebelled and turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they made their object this worldly life and the things of this world, for them is the fire of Jahannam. And those who feared and stayed away from wrong and were obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and led their lives according to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and controlled their desires, did not let shaitan get hold of them, did not let their nafs get hold of them, for them is the jannat forever and forever. My respected brothers and elders, let us ponder, let us think, where are we heading, where are we going? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem mentions about loyalty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem mentions about loyalty. Let us think, how loyal are we to Allah? Let us think, how loyal are we to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the horse in the Quran al-Kareem. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحًا فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحًا فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحًا فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقْعًا فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the panting of the horse when it breathes, the sparks that fly from the hooves of the horse, when it attacks in the early dawn, early hours of the morning, and when its owner, the loyalty that the horse shows to the owner, is that when he plunges it and he throws it into the thick of the battle, that horse does not stop. Why? Because it is loyal to its master and it throws itself in the thick of the battle. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. But mankind and insan, how ungrateful are they to Allah? My respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring certain conditions upon the ummah, bring certain conditions out on us, on the nation, Allah says, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدَنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah brings small adhabs, small punishments, so that He wants to save you from the bigger adhab. He wants to save you from the bigger punishment, from the day of Qiyamah and the fire of Jahannam, so that you turn back to Allah. You come back to Him. You come back to your Creator. The third question he asked him is that when we stand in front of Allah, what will our condition be? He said that if a pious person has to leave his home for some time and nobody can find him, he goes missing. For a long period of time, nobody can find him where he is. And after some time, the news comes that so and so has been found. The ecstasy and the joy that the family members receive at that particular time, and they feel at that particular time, why? Because of reuniting with that person who was lost. In the same way, when this soul will leave this world, who was obedient to Allah, who was subservient to Allah, who has led his life according to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that soul will be welcome just like that.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ.
That soul will be welcomed. No fear for you, no worry for you, don't worry. You did what Allah wanted to do, wanted you to do. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي, and glad tidings for you, for that which Allah had promised you.
نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ.
Today we will be your friends, and we will be your companions.
وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ.
You suppressed your desires, and you did what Allah wanted you to do. So today you wish, today you desire, and we will fulfill every desire of yours. Allah. On the other hand, if a person has to escape from a prison, and he cannot be found, and when he is found, what happens when that prisoner is found, brothers? He is shackled and he is chained and his hands are tied and he is dragged back into that prison. In the same way, my respected brothers, for that soul who was not obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who did not follow what Allah wanted from him to do, in the same way he will be dragged the same way into the fire of Jahannam. The kufar of Dora's verse refers to the mushrikeen.
وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ فَقَالُوا يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
If only we heard, if only we did, if only we adhered to what was told to us. The next verse Allah says, then they say we should have become believers.
Allah says, وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ.
Even if they are returned back, even if they are sent back, they will still go back to their old ways of life. My respected brothers, we have to analyze our lives. We have to ponder and think. Allah is still giving us time. Whether young, whether old, we are still breathing. We are still walking and talking. Allah is still giving us that opportunity to turn back to Him. Still giving us that chance
They turn back to your Creator before that hour comes, before that day comes when your eyes will close. It is a time for tawbah and istighfar. It is a time for the entire ummah to make tawbah and istighfar. Such tawbah, such istighfar, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's doors of mercy open for the ummah. If we look around us, every nabi that came, every sin that was prevalent in every nation, no matter what sin it was, in this ummah it is all present at one and the same time. But yet Allah is still having mercy on us. Allah is still allowing us to live. Allah could have wiped us out a long time from the face of the earth. Of what and what is going on in our societies today. But Allah is still having mercy. لَوْ بَلَغَتْ ذُنُوبُكَ عَنَانَ السَّمَاءَ ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. That even if your sins has to reach the reins of the sky, which is not possible. The entire ummah has to commit so much of sin that it has to reach the reins of the sky. And you ask Allah once for forgiveness with sincerity. And Allah will wipe out every mistake and every sin of yours. And not only that, Allah will not even remind you about your sin. That is your Allah, brothers. Ya ibn Adam, astatiruka wa la takhsha. O son of Adam, why is it that I cover every mistake, every fault, every wrong that you do, whether it is in the darkest of the nights, whether it is on your phones and your laptops, whatever wrong you were doing when nobody could see, in your darkest rooms when you were doing those things, when you were visiting those brothels and places, and when you were whining and dining, I covered every mistake, I covered every fault, yet you do not fear me. My brothers, it is time for an awakening. It is time that we turn back to Allah. It is time that we bring the lives that we're supposed to have according to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not that what suits us and we follow that, and what does not suit us we don't follow. It is time to abandon all haram, no matter what. Whether it is zina, whether it is fornication, whether it is listening to music, whether it is adultery, whatever it is, brothers, is prevalent in our society. Young boys and girls are drinking today. My respected brothers, if we do not wake up, if we do not wake up, brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test us further and further, brothers. It is time. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, of practicing first in myself what we have said, inshallah. And the whole ummah at large, inshallah, wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.